Praise God.
Can we stand up with our Bible again? Matthew 25. That is where we pick our thought from. The parable of the 10 virgins. Amen. They all arose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, they all went to sleep when the bridegroom tarried. And verse 6, and at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. And continue with the message that I titled, Anointing for Sale. If you have not listened to the other two parts also, please go get a copy of the tape for yourself. It is our own attempt to right a wrong. It is all our own attempt to check some spirits that have invaded Christianity. It is all our own attempt to open the eyes of the true children of God worldwide to this invasion. It is our own attempt to let these people know that it is not everybody they are fooling, that there are some people that know what the true Christianity is. That is the purpose. Last week, you gave some examples of what is happening. And I mean, your past experiences in some of these funny places you've gone. But the truth is that even in this church, that spirit has caught up with some ministers that believe that the grace they have is for them to eat with it. And not just to eat with it, but to eat with it by all means, crook or hook. So anytime they are hungry, they take advantage of people. And let me tell you, a serious judgment is awaiting you if you don't repent. Because the truth is, you are taking advantage of the condition of the children of God, exploiting them with the grace that God gave you to save them. That judgment is serious. One thing I love about this gospel is, no matter how long it took Noah to preach his own, 120 years, he was saying it, it became so common until nobody took him seriously. It became like a song. 120 years, the man is saying the same thing. The Lord will destroy the earth with water. The Lord will destroy the earth. And at that time, there was no rain. So where will the water come from? And then, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be at the coming of the Son of Man. And I'm telling you that we are saying it, we have been hearing it, we have been sounding and warning people, and it looks as if it is just a song. The fear that is supposed to go with such warning has been removed. And now we have people with conscience that the Bible says is seared with a hot iron. No more fear of God. No more fear of God. And it looks as if what we are saying will not come to pass. But there was a day that God told Noah, oh yeah, enter the ark. And for 40 days, he sent his judgment on this earth. One of these days, there is a day of the Lord. God is coming to confirm some of these things we are saying physically, and some people here, you will not die, you will see it. It is wrong to take advantage of a child of God's situation, exploit that person by a grace that God gave you which you are supposed to use to save the people. But the reason is, it is happening in other places and nothing seems to be going on. But God, long suffering, He calls for repentance. We are supposed to repent. Praise the Lord. You are copying those ministers up and down. Unknown to you, there is a scripture that speaks concerning them. Can we open 2 Corinthians chapter 11? Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. He was talking to the Corinthian church. Verse 2. This is the way he put it. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. So he's talking to the bride of Jesus Christ. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest my enemies, as the serpent beguiled Eve, deceived Eve, through his cunning subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4 is my emphasis. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus. Somebody shout another Jesus. Whom we have not preached. Or if you receive another spirit which you have not received. Or another gospel which you have not accepted. You might well bear with him. Church, from what Apostle Paul is saying, there is another Jesus. There is another spirit. And there is another gospel. When you say another, it means you are talking about counterfeit. Counterfeit. It's not every church that is the church of Jesus Christ. It's not every pastor that is a minister of God. It's not every anointing that is anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And it is not everyone also, listen, that has received the genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost that is from God. It's not everyone. Why? There is the genuine Holy Ghost that can come on a false vessel. But the anointing is genuine, but the vessel is false. Is it possible? Yes, and I have proved this several times. Listen again. It's not every anointing that you see that is a genuine anointing from the Holy Ghost. Some people go to get their own from somewhere else. But now watch it again. There are people also that receive genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's a genuine. But the vessel that anointing comes upon is false. What will a false vessel do with a genuine anointing? He will use the genuine anointing falsely. I don't know whether I'm explaining myself well. Because he does not understand the purpose why that anointing fell on him. But it is written it is done to confirm what is written, that the rain that comes from God falls on the just and the unjust. It falls on the just and the unjust. You have to take note of that. First and foremost, hallelujah, this anointing that we receive, it did not start from us. In Matthew 19, Jesus Christ was speaking in answer to a question where he said, concerning marriage and divorce, Moses permitted them to divorce any woman by giving a writing of divorce, and it will be sanctioned. And Jesus Christ came and said, there's a reason why Moses did that. Then he added, but in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, it was not so. So, if you want to confirm the genuineness of anything that is going on, you want to see whether this is from God or not, go to the beginning. When the church of Jesus Christ started, that becomes the pattern. In the beginning, what you see happening in Christianity today, in the beginning, it was not so. So many things. In the beginning, pastors were not ordaining their wives. There were no women preachers in the beginning. I'm using it as an example. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, there was no headquarters and branches. In the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, blessed be the name of the Lord, it was fivefold ministry. In the beginning, we had only apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. Fivefold. In the beginning, there was no reverend. There was no right reverend. There was no archbishop. There was no pope. In the beginning, it was not so. Praise the Lord. There was no reverend doctor in the beginning. And in the beginning, there were no Bible schools. No schools of theology. In the beginning, the leadership of the church of Jesus Christ, they did not stand out by any uniform they were wearing, any particular dress. In the beginning, Christians were not identified by hanging a cross on their chest. That was not their identity. In the beginning, it was not so. Something happened so that you will understand the restoration ministry. There cannot be restoration until there is a fall away, a scattering. Always remember the emphasis there. He said, another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. You see? Another gospel, another Jesus, another spirit. There are a lot of things that are happening in Christianity today that you will ask, you try to trace the pattern in the Bible, you will not see that pattern. The Holy Ghost is given to the church for one main reason. The Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon a preacher that is truly anointed of God. You are given that anointing for the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? The work of the ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. Listen, the anointing that was on Peter on the day of Pentecost, he preached a few minutes. 3,000 souls. 3,000 souls repented and gave their lives to Christ. Listen, church. The anointing that was on evangelist Philip in Samaria, He turned the whole city upside down. They threw their idols away. That is what the anointing did. Now, church, listen. Look at all this mighty anointing that is flowing, nyavu nyavu, flowing and overflowing in some of these churches. I am judging them by the scripture. With all that anointing there, hallelujah, it is not producing conversion in the life of their followers. That anointing is another anointing. It's not the true anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And people call them anointed men of God. Yes, you're anointed, but which anointing? The anointing that you perform miracles, in fact, it's not miracles they are performing, it's signs and wonders. People are performing signs and wonders. If you watch some of these Christian channels and their ministers, you watch the way they display with the anointing, you will open your mouth in wonder. So much anointing, until some of them don't even talk. Something is happening. Come and see them, you know, doing show. And please, ministers of God, the anointing of God is not for showmanship. The anointing of God is not for entertainment. It's not. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why it's good to know your Bible. Praise God. Power. If you come to this church, it is because you want to hear truth. Now, why will God anoint me? And I'm ministering to you. And I have said it also several times, even to our ministers. I say, when somebody comes to you, because of the gift in you, the gift is to attract the person to come. If the person leaves you and remains the same, the purpose of the gift in your life has not been achieved. God uses that gift to cause attraction to come. Then we will pray for you, because I am also aware that somebody that has problem, you cannot be telling the person about water baptism when witches are finishing him. He's dying of sickness. You are teaching him water baptism. He will not listen to you. But let that person receive healing. Let that person receive deliverance. Then, after that, the person is still painting her face to come and meet you. Igbo, Sunday, Jayola. And every day they are with you. With their painted nose, painted eye, painted everything. And such people, they are very smart. They know how to get their attention. And they are still coming and they have not changed. They still wear their trousers, wear their earrings, palm their heads, and dress like they were doing before they knew you. The purpose of the anointing on you has not yet been achieved. Praise the Lord. You come near me and I try to give you the word. And you refuse. You only remember me when you have problem. You call me. Even God will forgive me now. I don't have time for such. I will direct you to where you will get them. My ministry is to reconcile a sinner to your maker. The anointing is to attract you to me. There is another Jesus. Hallelujah. There is another Jesus. A Jesus that you portray that is a worldly fashion, and you say, this is Christianity. Your pastor is palming his head. He is bleaching. His wife is dressing like a Hollywood and Nollywood star. and all the worldly fashions are found in your ministry, that Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. It is another Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is another Jesus. If you don't know the real Jesus, how will you know when another Jesus is presented to you? They are all called Jesus. Praise God. The Jesus that I know, every sinner that met with him repented. A true church, if a sinner comes to that church, your spiritual life should change. If you go to a living church and there is nothing going on there that can make you repent from your sins, that is another church, not the church of Jesus Christ. There is another spirit. Everyone, William Branham said it this way. William Branham said he went to South Africa and he's gifted. You know. He said the first day they went for a crusade, he said the women there, the natives, they were coming half naked. You know, they are naked, you know. So some will just tie one wrapper like that only. You know now, in the village, they will just tie one wrapper just enough to cover the breast. They were all sitting down. William Branham said that the first day they came like that and he preached his evangelistic sermon. And then they saw God raw in healing, in deliverance, in disarmament. He said he did not mention anything about the dresses they were wearing. He said just before the end of the service, he said he noticed that some of them were already feeling a conviction and they were covering themselves. You could see them uncomfortable. Nobody spoke to them, but the presence of God came down. Hallelujah. And immediately they realized that they should not dress like that. The next day, nobody came to that crusade with naked body. They all covered up. And yet, he did not preach anything about the dress for them to wear. Now, somebody again now say he has another anointing. He says supposedly another anointing. Then the people will come and they receive. Come and see naked people that are sitting down in the church there. And then, are you ready to take it? Oh, it's the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost? You want it? Take the Holy Ghost. Take the Holy Ghost. And people are falling yakata. Prrrr, prrrr, prrrr. If you receive that Holy Ghost, and it did not make you to change and repent for your sin, it was another spirit you received. It was another spirit you received. Nobody will receive the Holy Ghost and remain the same. And the spirit that you receive, he said, lusted to envy. It's envious of worldliness. You cannot receive a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost and your mind is in worldly fashion. It is another spirit you have received. The Holy Ghost, genuine Holy Ghost you receive, will make you to be dead to worldliness. 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 Praise the Lord. It's another spirit you have received. Take it and you took it. And they call it Holy Ghost, but it is not the Holy Ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes upon a man, you become a new creature. Tell me the day you receive that anointing, what changed in your life? Tell me what changed in your life. You go closer to your boyfriend instead of separating from him. After that day. After that anointing, you jumped up and the two of you, you and your boyfriend, after service, you went home. You still slept together, woke up and prayed in the morning, speaking in tongue. And you received the Holy Ghost. It is not the genuine Holy Ghost. It is another spirit you received. And there is another gospel. It was the serpent that started that gospel. Did God say? No. You don't understand. Wear that. For a man to wear that which pertaining to a man, to a woman, and for a woman to wear that which pertaining to a man, he said it is abomination. Listen. No. Oh, no. You don't understand. You see, there is the Greek lexicon. And there's the Hebrew escapotulation. And then, that word is pate. That is, if the trouser, it is your husband that wears it, don't take it and wear it again because it pertains to your husband. Pertain. You should sew your own and wear your own. That is, if you take his own, then it is abomination because that which pertains to the man, pertains, don't wear your brother's trouser. No. You wear trouser, it brings out your figure. You look beautiful. No, it doesn't matter. And that is the gospel people want. That gospel is another gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. When we say these things, the Bible we read in last week, Matthew chapter 10. Go, heal the sick, cast out devils. What did he say? He said, freely you receive the anointing. He said, freely give. You receive the anointing freely, therefore, freely you minister. Therefore, you receive anointing and you are using it to trade with it. Before you pray for somebody, you charge the person to pray. The anointing that you have received is another anointing. You know why? When the Holy Ghost comes upon a man or a woman, the first place it deals with is your heart, your conscience. That is what checks you. He said the law of God, he will not write them anymore in any book anywhere. Where does he write the law? Your heart. There will be something in your heart to check you. It is that thing in your heart that stops you from doing so many things. When you find yourself in a wrong place, that thing will speak to you. As a Christian, should you be here? When you are going overboard in your relationship with someone, that thing will check you. Will check you. And some of you that claim to be virgins, the only reason why you say you are a virgin is because the person has not penetrated. But every other thing will not do them. He lick you, you lick him. He kiss you, you kiss him. But you didn't enter. So you are going about like a righteous person. Hey, the Bible says that if you look upon a woman and lust in the heart, you never touch her more. You just see her and you lust in the heart. He says you have committed fornication already. You are a fornicator. This one now you touch. Don't you know that God told Adam and Eve, he said that fruit, he said don't even touch. Don't touch. Don't touch. Praise God. Don't touch. Don't touch. See, the reason why many of us today, we find it difficult to follow God according to His word, is because you have not been able to come close to people who have a testimony of conversion. You think it is impossible for a young man to see a woman and be able to resist her. Until you meet another young man who will tell you, I used to be like that, but I met the Lord one day and that test died. When you see it, then you begin to realign yourself. But most of us, we associate with carnal Christians. Who will tell you, don't mind that man. Moses, pastor, if you follow what the pastor they do, pastor, you don't enjoy, oh, finish. Before he come the, even our age, he come become Christian, he fulfill the talk like that. But I can tell you, young people that I have met, that have covenanted that they will not defile themselves. And they are following this God faithfully. God will use them to judge you. Now when I speak like this, I am not condemning you. I'm giving you reason to repent. Because some of you have fallen under, become victims of people who are supposed to be pastors. Your pastor slept with you. Your pastor fingered you. Your pastor messed you up, defiled you. So, if the pastor will do it, then who will stop it? So you begin to think it is normal. It is not normal because there are true pastors and there are false pastors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said freely, and every preacher knows that it is wrong to commercialize the gospel. Anybody, any ministry that you see selling water, it is wrong. And I know some churches that sell water. In fact, that is the latest now in all churches. It started in the Kotu, and now it is spreading Yafu. From anointed water. They have different names for their own. One, they call it Rema water. Another one, they call all manner of names. And to tell you, when the Bible speaks about people whose conscience has seared, you sit down and then carry pure water that is so 5 naira. And that 5 naira profit there inside though for the person who package them. Even if you package it in your backyard of your church and you decide to sell it out, then sell it for the same 5 naira now. Then somebody will stand in the name of the Lord, vibrate under anointing, then tell you if you use this water. And God has decided to use a church like this to stop that nonsense. To challenge that nonsense. Here we do the same water ministration. But we tell you to bring your own water. We don't sell water here. If we are to go like they are, every Tuesday we'll be making some money now by selling water. Praise the Lord. Yes, but pastor, what of your tapes that you are selling? The tapes that we are selling, go and find out anywhere. It is just the cost of production so that we continue to produce it. Stop for profits. Praise the Lord. Anything we sell here, our calendar that we produce, we gave out to you people here. We gave them out free. Churches, we sell them for thousands of naira. They sell stickers. This sticker, special sticker, is a special sticker. One sticker, 1,000 naira. Sticker, the cost of production is 200 naira. How much do we sell our own here? How much? Okay, 50 naira. That is less than the cost of production. You see? They sell it. 1,000 naira, 2,000 naira. If you paste it, no evil will come your way. That sticker has become a talisman. Talisman is sold in the church. Oh! Anything anybody gives you to keep so that evil will not come your way. Even if it is the apron with the signboard of your church, apron. They give you apron to wear. Anytime armed robber is attacking you, run and carry the apron and put it. God of light will save me. It is a talisman. A talisman. Praise the Lord. That's why they market their church instead of marketing Jesus Christ. What of anointing oil? One small bottle of oil. 5,000 naira. 6,000 naira. And I sat down with one of their members that I met and was telling me, if you know the amount of money that ministry makes, every service day, and I think they have about 3 or 4 of such services in a week, and one bottle is 5,000 naira, and there are 24 in a packet, and there are people that travel from far and wide, they will come and buy 5 packets, 10 packets, and you could have up to 10,000 people coming each service to buy at least 3 packets, 5 cartons of 24. Calculate it. That guy makes hundreds of millions of naira every service. Anointing for sale. And so, the thing is spreading around now. Somewhere at Omo Odofi here, they have success oil. They have somewhere again in Wari also, mercy oil. Look at their television station at the corner. It is advertised permanently there. Oil. They are not advertising Jesus. They are advertising oil. Anointing for sale. It is not Christianity, oh, that is another Jesus. Our Jesus does not sell anointing. Our Jesus told us, freely we receive, we should not charge anybody. Freely we should minister. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are people, do you know that there are ministers, I mean churches. Listen, to tell you how the level this thing has gone to. If you have a popular church that is known everywhere and somebody wants to start a ministry, then he will come to that church and they will sign agreement to use their name. They will use their name. Then you will agree how much you will be paying as a franchise. Church of Jesus Christ. Sign agreement. There are pastors, big time pastors, that where before you will put their name on your sticker, on your program, just put it whether they come or not. Just to put their name there that they will be attending that program, big name in the country. Before you do that, you negotiate how much you will pay for putting his picture there. Then, to tell you if he is to come, how many minutes we see to minister, then they will charge you. They will give you a bill. Then, there are other ministers that specialize in pulling money. We have a program like this, then they will invite him to come, and then they are sweet-mouthed. They will speak and speak and speak, and collect all your money plus the one you account plus the one you will borrow from your mama, your papa, you steal from your husband. All come and give them. Then they will give him his percentage. That is his business. Anointing for sale. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Churches have become commercial houses. Pastors have become consultants. So you pay consultancy fee. Before you see a pastor, you fill form and you pay. Before they line you up for the man of God to come and pray for you on the prayer line, you pay. Then if you have to meet him for special prayer again, you pay. Everything, you pay. Everything, you pay. Ha! Church. That is not the church of Jesus Christ, oh! No true minister from God will do that. I learned that there is a minister, a popular minister in Nigeria, that every year you come and connect to him for security so that you will not die that year. I read it in the newspaper. I read it when somebody was challenging him. I read it. And there was nobody countered or refuted that thing. And I asked a few people and they say, yes, it's true. So depending on, you know, grade by grade, some connect with 5 million naira every year. Some, I think the least is 1 million. You don't go beyond 1 million. And then he will tell you, throughout that year, you will not die. Church. And they are the ones that you will see the president always with. They are the recognized men of God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They build schools. They build schools. When they are starting that program, sweet, sweet mouth, you see, it's for our children, you know, so that they can have all of their. When they collect your money, build it, finish, you can't afford the school fees. They build hospital, you can't afford the hospital bill. With your own money. It is not the church of Jesus Christ. So it doesn't operate like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every opportunity they have is to make money. So they are busy. Do you know, even this television channel, put on your decoder and see some of these churches. You will notice that if you try to click it, they say it's a pay. You pay before you can watch it. You have to pay in the decoder. It's not free to air. You pay. For the gospel. Do you know that somebody told me that a popular GO in Nigeria, that it was advertised that they were going to have opportunity of having luncheon with him. So you have to buy the luncheon ticket with 10,000 naira to be able to enter that place and have lunch with the GO. And then see how many thousands of people, there were too many, so they had to stop selling the tickets. Of course, you heard what happened in Oregon some 2 years back or so. When the 31st night, you have to buy tickets to be able to enter the church, to cross over. Even last year, they did the same thing. You see? And somebody is saying, that's my pastor. That's my pastor. That's my pastor. Anointing for sale. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know that all these people, all of you watching us, you call our prayer line for prayers. You call our prayer lines. Do you know many of these popular churches, now computer, send text. They will tell you send text. That text that you send is 15 naira. Prayer request. As you send that text, the 15 naira. Immediately you send it. Automatic. Within 2 seconds, answer don't come. The Lord shall grant your heart desire. It's already programmed in the computer. And they have collected your 15 naira. Everything. Now, money. Praise the Lord. That is the spirit that has gone around until those who are talented now decide to join the same thing. What is this thing about waxing music and then launching it and then collecting all the money and all that stuff? Christian music, God will inspire you with a song to teach the people to hear it. If you are going to produce it and just sell it at the cost of production, no problem. But your motive for going to wax a music is for you to make money out of it. You are not different from all of them. From your pastor that is selling his own. And the same anointing is the same thing. The same gift that you receive freely from God, you are now trading with that gift. Do you know some of those so-called gospel artists, before you invite them to come and minister in the program, you negotiate and you pay? And some of them don't be small pay. They come and sing for you, and then you pay them. It is wrong. In the beginning, it was not so. That is another spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have people who are promoting, sow this to get this. Kalu kalu. 1,000 seeds. So that you will get 1,000 testimonies. Mark Mudok is the one promoting it. There are some stations, if you open it 24 hours, now money then they call for. Bring money. And they are sweet, so sweet mouthed. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody was telling me another church, before you can come in and sit in front like this, everyone, before you can enter the auditorium somewhere in Ikoto, before you enter the auditorium, he said, you must have a gate pass. And that pass, what entitles you to that, is that you pay your tithes. You will show your card, the tithe when you don't pay that week. Then they will give you card, then you can enter the auditorium. The rest, sit outside. Church of Jesus Christ. And these are men that people are thinking they are men of God, because of the anointing that they display. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is easy to identify them. Very easy to identify them. Next week, we continue. Anointing for sale. I will say some things. God willing, next week, I will say some things. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? Open my eyes that I may see
glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Say it. After this message, nobody will be able to fool you again. You say it will work, but it will work. Yes, it will work. I will explain to you next week why it will work. And that the fact that it will work does not make it right. Because Babalawo, they work. But God told us not to go there. There's a reason. You think say Babalawo no they work? Babalawo they work. If Babalawo no they work, why your uncle finish you? How he succeeds? in the walk. May God warn us not to go there. And you will see why the Spirit of God spoke in the Bible, we should come out of them. And we should not be partaker of their sins. I say that He will continue to open your eyes of understanding more and more, and you will never be deceived in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Shalom.